So, well, let's go back to phone callers. Again, you can call in at 888-914-9149. We've got an anonymous caller. Are you with us, Anonymous?
Yes. Hi, Father. So,
hi, what can I do for you?
Well, first off, I'm not going to do anything, but I'm curious to know what the best prayer is to fight suicidal thoughts. This has been going on for decades, and it's just really annoying and hard to deal with. And
yeah.
So,
are you getting counseling?
I've been there. I've been on meds and stuff like that, but it's just things. They don't really help. And like I said, I know I won't do anything because I know that that's bad for your eternal life and so forth.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's just,
it certainly is.
It's not fun to go through this all the time.
No, no, it would be truly awful. Well, you know, I hesitate to say this, but you know, I'm always telling stories about people I know who've died and lived to tell about it. But I've met people, and I don't think this is universal. I think in order to commit a grave sin, as we know, you have to have freedom of the will. But I have met people who tried to take their own lives, and they find themselves fixed in the pain that they were hoping to avoid. I say that just as a precaution, and that if you do feel increasingly harassed by these thoughts, I would go to counseling, but I go to good Catholic counseling. There's a group called Catholic Therapists you can find on the web. Now, short of that, what is a good prayer to say? You know, I would say the prayer to St. Michael. I really would. Because it's a very demonic thing. The devil wants to devour us. Scripture says the devil is a devourer and a liar and the father of lies. And, you know, another wonderful prayer is about the giving of life, and the devil hates it. I have seen this in exorcisms. As I always say, I'm not an exorcist, but I have assisted at exorcisms. The devil hates the Hail Mary. So I don't know if you say the Rosary, but I don't know does that help you when you say the Rosary?
It does, you know, it makes me feel good, but it's not, you know, it won't go away. And the worst part is every day when we say the creed, you know, the thought of eternal life, it doesn't really sound appealing when your earthly life is not really all that fun.
I'm going to go through this forever. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that remember, eternal isn't unending, it's timeless. Well, which will be unending too, but this might be an embarrassing question. You're anonymous, so you can answer it. Have you ever fallen in love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, we fall in love with people who are not worthy of our affection. But, you know, everybody thinks, well, God's always saying, adore me, worship me. What? He's got issues? What? No, God wants us to worship him because worship is falling in love. When a young man meets a young woman and just looks at her, oh, that's worship. Or when people have their first child, oh, that's worship. God wants us to worship him because, you see, he's fallen in love with us. And what eternity isn't just an endless passage of time. It is to behold the beloved. It is to fall in love on steroids. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That when we, you know, if you've ever fallen in love, all you need to do is just look at the person you love. You know, people fall in love when they meet their spouse. They think they fall in love. When you really fall in love is when you see that little bologna loaf in the hospital bassinet when you have your first kid. I mean, I don't know if you're a parent, but if someday you are, excuse me, that falling in love, you're hooked when you see your first kid and your second kid and third kid. That's what heaven is forever. To behold the beloved. So when you say the creed, realize that life without end means the vision of someone you love and who loves you right back forever. So I hope I've salvaged the creed for you in that and the Apostles' Creed. But the Rosary is an excellent prayer because the devil hates it. And just develop the habit when a suicidal thought crosses your mind, just to say Hail Mary automatically. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. It doesn't even have to be reverent. that the Hail Mary going through your cerebral cortex will chase the devil away. At least that works for me. So I think the Rosary and a Hail Mary are very good prayers for that, because the devil hates them, and they remind us about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So I hope that helps a little, especially with the creed. So I will be praying for you, Anonymous.
All right.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, it's all cool. Thanks.
Okay, God bless, and hang in there. And if it gets worse, don't hesitate to go to a good Catholic therapist. You can find them online, Catholic Therapists. All right, God bless, and as I said, we'll be praying for you. Let's end with prayer. Heavenly Father, I just ask you to bless our friend, our brother. We all pray for him, and we rebuke you, Satan, and say, get your hand off that man. He doesn't belong to you. He belongs to the Father in heaven. He belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ, and he belongs to the Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless all of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Great to talk with you. I'll be back, God willing, Monday. Have a good weekend, and a lot of people to pray for. That's what we're in the business for. We're praying for one another.